We're live at the Florida Theater inside the Remedy Lounge, which is part of the expansion that happened at the Florida Theater some years ago, established in 2022. And what a great venue for any show, including History, Liberty, and Laughs with Brian Kilmeade tomorrow night.
And also Food Network host Alton Brown coming to the Florida Theater tonight. The Good Eats and Cutthroat Kitchen host spoke with WOKV's Chase Bunker ahead of his performance on Valentine's Day.
When you do shows like these, what can people expect out of these type of shows?
Well, I like to call these culinary variety shows, and I like to think that I invented the form. It's very much a nod to kind of the variety TV shows of the 70s, like Sonny and Cher, where there's a bit of everything. There's some live music. There's comedy. There's a fair amount of food. We do some very strange, very large culinary demonstrations. There's a lot of audience interaction. So it's a culinary variety show, and it's my last one. That's why this is called Last Bite. This will be my last big national tour. So we're kind of pulling out all the jams.
You say this is your last tour. Is it?
It is. Yeah. What I'm going to do after this is I love doing live entertainment because it offers, really, in this day and age, more creative freedom than television does by a long shot. And I'm kind of addicted to creative freedom. What I'm going to do after this will be my last big national tour, and then I'm going to concentrate on shows where I can travel around the country and do very small shows for smaller theaters, you know, like just a few hundred people. So this will be my last big format, you know, 18-wheelers and rock and roll buses kind of things where we're out for 10 to 12 weeks at a time. I always said that I would do four of these. That was my goal, was to do four national tours, and I thought that four was just a really great number for kind of getting to do everything that I really, really wanted to do with this format.
So you're not like pulling an Aerosmith on us and be like, oh, this is my final tour ever, and then just like secretly have like five other tours like since then.
No. I will still have live performances, but there won't be another tour where, you know, you live on a bus for 10 to 12 weeks. I'm 62. I don't need to live on a bus for 10 weeks anymore. I just don't. So I'm sticking the retirement from this particular format. I will be sticking, but I'm not going away. I'm not going to go away for a while.
Tickets are on sale now. We have the link to buy tickets as well as the full interview at WOKV.com.
That is a life living on the bus. In fact, the bus is parked out front. I'm not sure if that's Alton on it, but his team is going to be setting up for tonight's performance here at Florida Theater already. And that is a different experience. I mean, when you're living on the road like that, whether it's a musical performer or Alton Brown in his case, I can see that. I can see where he finally said, I've had enough of this.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I mean, that takes a toll on you, for sure.
I don't know about life on the bus, but as a radio producer, I know about life under the bus.
Indeed. You've been there before, haven't
you? Those wheels keep on turning, brother.
They certainly do.